Is the stigma associated with Alzheimer's disease worse than the affliction itself? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Renee Beard, associate professor of anthropology and sociology at the College of the Holy Cross, discusses how the neurodegenerative disease is commonly portrayed.
Alzheimer's disease was first diagnosed in 1906 in a 52-year-old German housewife. The condition was and still is exceedingly rare in people under 65. It wasn't until the 1980s when the National Institute of Aging and the U.S. Alzheimer's Association redefined the term to include people who were over 65 and had so-called senility that it became the fourth or fifth leading cause of death. Today, over a century after its discovery, the cause and how to classify or treat Alzheimer's all remain elusive. A definitive diagnosis is possible only upon autopsy, and false positives and negatives abound. Alzheimer's is seemingly everywhere. Unfortunately, it reveals itself far less through the life stories of real people with the condition than the tales of tragedy portrayed by the mass media and modern medicine. For the nearly 200 early-stage individuals I've spoken with over the past decade, memory loss is resoundingly distressing. Yet they demonstrate remarkable resilience and actively manage their symptoms, sometimes with help from others. What they have more difficulty overcoming are the unrelenting social and psychological consequences of the medical label itself. Diagnosed individuals emphasize that they are still the same person that they have always been. It's just that now they have memory difficulties. The social costs of diagnosis, then, require management on top of the biological realities of memory loss. My research suggests that sometimes the label of Alzheimer's is worse than the affliction itself. American cultural willingness to persecute our most deeply forgetful members reflects and reinforces deep-seated ageism and fear of death. If old age was seen as a privilege and we promoted inclusion over dread, we might well end up better equipped to imagine ourselves as future old people, forgetful or not.
That was Renee Beard of the College of the Holy Cross. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.